He wanted to do it that way. See, he wanted to bring up his children knowing evil. I want my sons to go through evil. It's his world. How unsearchable are his judgments? The depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God? Do you understand? It is deep. And his ways are past finding out. I will find out what he has given to me. And I'm going to excel in that. And that'll suffice me. The doubters, let them go doubt. The thoughts will soon perish anyways. Death is going to swallow them up in victory. Chapter 16, verse 25. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations, for the obedience of faith, to God only, wise, be glory, through Jesus Christ, forever. Amen. So God has this power to establish, according to the gospel which Paul preached, and according to the gospel which I preach, the good news. You know what the good news is? Is God has come to turn you from your sins and turn you to righteousness. And in that, grace is going to reign through righteousness and you will inherit eternal life. Let grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life. Okay? It's not that I do righteousnesses and I earn it from God. No, but that God delivers it to me. See, that's the mystery. How is God going to reconcile man to himself? This is the great mystery. And not just reconcile. He wasn't just going to reconcile man. He was those who he reconciles, he is going to bring up as his own sons. That's a revelation. Not just, I will be to you a God and you will be to me a people. It's like, no, you will be to me sons. I mean, Jesus, when they said Jesus called himself the Son of God, they said, you are a blasphemer because to be the Son of God is to be equal with God. And Jesus said of him that he's not ashamed to call us brethren. Jesus is my God. I mean, that's, talk about your mystery. God's going to take ungodly men, men who were, or at least were ungodly, right? And he has, from the beginning of their lives, planned to transform them from ungodly to godly. And they will be his heirs and sons. Now this is made manifest by the scripture of the prophets, the writings, the graphon, according to the commandment of the everlasting God made known to all nations, for the obedience of faith is brought out, so that the faith, those who could obey the faith, they would hear the gospel and come into obedience to the faith. Now to God only wise, he has the only real wisdom. Any wisdom that we have comes from him. Everything we have comes from him, from our very lives to our very thoughts. Meaning our ability to think our thoughts. We wouldn't have the ability to think the kind of thoughts we do without God. For good and ill. He made the wicked for himself for the day of evil, and he makes the righteous for himself for to be his sons. All through Jesus Christ, glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.